And to finish us up this week, Hannah Critchlow has been immersing herself in the wet stuff with our question of the week.
This week, we're plunging headfirst into people problems. Ian from the wet Welsh Valleys got in touch with this.
I'm curious about the amount of water on our planet. If we and all other animals consist mostly of water, does this mean that as animal populations increase, the amount of water on the planet has to decrease to compensate? Would love to hear your comments.
So, since humans are mostly made up of the wet stuff and the population is increasing, will Earth's water supplies diminish? Phil Robinson from the Royal Society of Chemistry had this to say on the subject.
The simple answer is yes. The Earth is effectively a closed system, and the total amount of water it contains is essentially constant. Now, some of that water is stored in humans temporarily while they're alive, and so the more humans there are, then the greater the volume of water that will be stored in that reservoir. Now, on average, a human will hold about 40 litres of water, and if we take the world's population as a round sort of 7 billion, that gives a total volume of about 280 billion litres held in humans, which is a lot. It's almost one-third of a cubic kilometre.
Oh dear. Well, since the world population is estimated to have increased by 3 billion in the last 50 years and is anticipated to continue to rise, should we all be sensationally stockpiling personal supplies of water in preparation for disaster? Fear not. Phil has more on the topic.
However, the total volume of water that exists on the whole of the Earth, in whatever form, liquid, solid, gas or biological, is actually about 1.4 billion cubic kilometres. So the volume represented by people is just a tiny fraction. It's not even a billionth of the total amount of water. In fact, to make it a billionth, we'd have to increase the world's population about five times. So in short, yes, humans are a reservoir for the world's water, but the amount of water that represents is really just a drop in the ocean.
So yes, Ian, you are perfectly right. Increasing human populations will decrease the amount of water left on Earth, but not by any significant amount. We now jog along to gnaw on a rather fatty question.
Hi, this is Magnus from Edinburgh. I've just heard of this thing called shrink violet wraps, which are apparently some way that women are now using to lose a lot of weight and fat off themselves. And it seems to be very effective, and that kind of instantly worries me. They apparently kill fat cells through lysis. It just sounds dangerous to me. Could you guys illuminate that area? Thank you very much. I love the show.
So, have you heard of this new anti-fat fad called shrink violet wrap? Have you tried it? Does it work? And if so, how? Let us know your views. You can post on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can email Chris at thenakedscientists.com. Or you can join in the live debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Hannah Critchlow, who'll be wrapping herself in cling film all around the office this week, just to find out the answer. I'm just kidding. That's it for this week. Thank you very much to our guests, Elizabeth Bilsland, Peter Ayres, Carl Tuplin, Tamsin Gray and Jonathan Shanklin. Thank you also to Ben Vowsler for joining me. The production this week was by Kate Lamble. Next time, we'll be dining out on the science of food security. We'll hear why scientists are worried that we're all destined to go hungry in future, how the humble fly could hold the key to turning what we currently throw away back into nutritious food in the form of fish, and we talk to a researcher who's using genetics to make plants more energy efficient. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust and the EPSRC. I'm Chris Smith, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.